This is a continuation of the tape on Tzom Gedalia. I was mentioning that the Chafetz Chaim, who of course is known for his Sforim on Lashon Hara and the Mishneh Berurah, wrote a manual for soldiers in the Jewish soldiers in the Russian army called Machane Yisrael, and this manual was never reprinted. Come in!
Should I do my garden now? Now that the Shvius is over, I could take all the
Everything's over. Everything's over. Okay. The only question would be the peiros. You know, if you have any peiros or yarekos,
that still might
that may have kedusha Shvius. But the garden work is.
And the true. Things that I have that are svichim up till now, should I cut them down? And then anything new is okay.
Anything new is going to be okay. Yeah. But the svichim are you're not allowed to.
Have all these different spices throughout my garden, which are. They sometimes think.
Yeah, that would be a problem. They remain us.
Right. Okay. So, but the new growth that comes out.
The new growth should be okay. Should be all right. Should cut them down. Yeah, cut them down, and then anything else that's new is going to be okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Good. Shana Tova. Good year. This was a sefer that was written for Jewish soldiers in the Russian army, and because they were working under emergency extreme situations, the Chafetz Chaim went to the very, very ends of what halacha would allow. There are certain leniencies, certain kulos in that book that the Chafetz Chaim did not want to be known for general distribution because people would be mezalzel in them. And as a result, generally speaking, in all of the writings of the Chafetz Chaim, where these different pamphlets are reprinted, the Sefer Machane Yisrael is not reprinted, although you can still find some old copies. In Machane Yisrael, he is presented with the following question, and that is, a soldier in the Russian army was given several days as a leave. He could go home and do mitzvahs, tefillin, kashrus, Shabbos. But he could choose when he wanted to take his leave. So the question was, what days should he choose? Should he choose Pesach or Yom Kippur or Rosh Hashanah? And the Chafetz Chaim's answer was, he shall choose the first available day that he has, even if it's not a Shabbos or a Yom Tov, because even though by taking his leave now he will be disabled from keeping very important and significant mitzvahs later, and in terms of prioritization, one might think, I ought to plan on the future to do the more important mitzvah. The Chafetz Chaim says, we do not know if we will live to the next Yom Kippur or the Pesach. We are mechuyav al pidin to take the first opportunity to do mitzvos that we're able to take. And if by taking my leave on Monday or Wednesday I can do tefillin and daven and keep kosher that day, I must take that opportunity and not make a cheshbon that I will be able to keep Yom Kippur by taking my leave later. It would seem to me that the Chafetz Chaim's same logic would apply equally to the issue of Tzom Gedalia, in which even though Yom Kippur is a much more important fast, Yom Kippur is Doraisa, and one might think, if fasting on Tzom Gedalia will not enable me to fast on Yom Kippur, better to eat today on Tzom Gedalia and fast on Yom Kippur. Chafetz Chaim's rationale is, you must take every mitzvah as it comes to you, and don't make cheshbonos about the future. The future is up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If fasting on Tzom Gedalia means I won't be able to fast on Yom Kippur, that's fine. Because at that point, there is a halacha that says, Pikuach Nefesh allows me to eat. So to put myself in the matzav of Pikuach Nefesh, where what is putting me in that matzav is the fulfillment of a mitzvah that I'm obligated to do now, there is nothing wrong with doing that. The overall lesson of a sefer of Machane Yisrael is that even if you can't do a mitzvah perfectly, whatever you're able to do is worthwhile. One should never have the attitude that if I can't do it 100%, then why bother doing it at all? Voltaire used to say, the enemy of the best is the better. I'm sorry, I messed it up. The enemy of the better is the best. That sometimes the desire to be the best prevents us from improving ourselves if we feel we can't do it perfectly. Rav Mendel Weinbach, Zichrono Livracha, the Rosh Yeshiva of Or Sameach, used to say, whatever is worth doing badly. And that's a chiddush. All of us are familiar with the well-known statement, whatever is worth doing is doing well. But Rav Weinbach's point is that it's worthwhile to do something good even if you're not going to do it in a great manner. Because whatever you do in the direction of goodness is worthy and cherished by the Ribbono Shel Olam. That really is the thesis. That is one thesis of the Sefer Machane Yisrael. The second thesis is to seize the moment. Don't put off for later what you're able to do today. That when you're given opportunities to serve God, take them, seize them, utilize them. Don't make cheshbonos that by foregoing those opportunities now, I can do something better later. Carpe diem, seize the moment. Regard each moment of life as precious and special. You know, there was a very famous Maggid in the 19th century called the Maggid of Kelem, not to be confused with the Altar of Kelem or Yisrael Salanter's Talmud. And in Europe, you have to know that the Rav of the city commonly did not give drashos. He was there to paskin shailas, but he only spoke twice a year. He spoke on Shabbos HaGadol and Shabbos Shuvah. The drashos were given by often itinerant magidim, itinerant preachers, who would combine humor and stories and anecdotes together with Musar and Torah interpretation and practical guidance. And this was a combination of educational talk, entertainment talk, and the like. One of the greatest Magidim of the 19th century was the Maggid of Kelem, and he had a very, very emotional, somewhat fire and brimstone style that would often arouse an audience to tears. And before Yom Kippur, he once came in with the following mashal. He told the Kehila, look at the cemetery across the street. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a miracle, and all of the dead in the cemetery were revived. They came out of their graves and they were told, you have 1/2 hour to rectify your lives, and then you will be returning to your graves and facing heavenly judgment. And in that 1/2 hour, some people ran into the Beis HaMedrash, and they took out a Gemara, and others took out Tehillim. Others were davening with tears down their eyes. And then others went to ask Mechila, the forgiveness of the people they hurt, their children, their spouses, their parents, other friends and acquaintances. And others tried to do Chesed and Tzedakah. And as they're running frenetically in order to get in every little last mitzvah that they could do, they have one eye on the clock, because the 1/2 hour is growing progressively shorter. 29 minutes, 28 minutes, 27 minutes. And then finally, as the 0 hour gets closer and closer and closer, the frenetic activity increases to a crescendo until there is the last countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And with a final heartbreaking cry, all of the dead souls return to their graves. Their time is up. Their opportunity is over. Whatever they manage to do will be taken into account, but nothing they can do now will matter. And as the Maggid of Kelem is describing this, and I really cannot do justice to his particular description, people are sitting at the edge of their seats and they're crying and they're sobbing. And he ends his speech with, and Rabosai, what is so bad if God has given us more than 1/2 hour to improve our lot? And then he ended, and who says that we even have 1/2 hour? This is not intended to depress us. This is not intended to sadden us. But it brings us to a realization that every moment of life is precious. Carpe diem, seize the moment. Don't put off for tomorrow what you can do today. Fill your moments with goodness and chesed and Torah and Avas Yisrael. because we don't know how much time we have on this earth. You know, the Gera Rebbe, the Sfas Emes, died as a relatively young man in his early 50s. And his son, the Imre Emes, or Avraham Mordechai, was Maspid the Sfas Emes. And he said, Baruch Hashem, our father was Zoche to Arichus Yomim, long days. And his brothers asked him, how can you say that the Tata had long days when he died so young? What do you mean by Arichus Yomim? And the Gera Rebbe said, I didn't say he had Arichus Shanim. I didn't say he had many days or many years. But each of his days was long. You can have a person who in every day of their life, putting aside the hours of sleep, there might be 18 hours of goodness. That's a long day. Another person might only have 1 hour of goodness. That's a short day. Our Father did not merit to have many days, but He merited that each day that He had was a long day, a day filled to the brim with goodness, Kedusha, Torah and mitzvahs. As we approach the new year, may each of us try to resolve to make our days longer, not to put off until later what we can do today. Carpe diem, seize the moment. And I think the halachic discussion of Tzom Gedalia, in which you don't delay fasting on Tzom Gedalia because of Yom Kippur, is a good illustration of the idea that mitzvah ba liyadcha, mitzvos that come to you, al tachmitzenu, do not delay them. May God help all of us to achieve this goal, and may all of us and all of Klal Yisrael be blessed with a good and sweet year.